Let's read together 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. In this first part of the chapter, we have the reasons given for King Solomon's downfall, as well as the Lord's pronouncement that the kingdom of Solomon would be divided because of Solomon's disobedience. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 8. 1 Kings chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods." Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. Let's consider a few background notes. In verse 3, we read that King Solomon had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. Can you believe it? That's a lot of women. That's a big family. I mean, how did Solomon even keep track of them all? Did he even remember their names? And what about remembering all the names of the children? But then again, Solomon, remember, was the wisest man who ever lived. So presumably, Solomon had no problem remembering the names of all his wives and concubines and children. But for all of Solomon's wisdom and knowledge and ability to remember names, he was not wise in his actions because he willfully disobeyed the Lord in this area. God's word had clearly and specifically said that kings were not to multiply wives for themselves. Once again, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 17, "The king shall not multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away." Deuteronomy 17, 17. And that's exactly what happened, as we see here in verse 3. His wives turned away his heart. Furthermore, Solomon not only disobeyed the Lord in the number of his wives, but in the kind of wives he married. Verses 1 and 2. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods." And Solomon clung to these in love. God's law said that his people were not to intermarry with the foreign nations. I'm reading Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. "When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly." Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. God did not want his people involved in the pagan ways of the foreign nations for obvious reasons. But Solomon willfully disobeyed the Lord in this area. And as a result, he reaped the consequences of his sins. Solomon's wisdom was one thing. His will was another. What a lesson for us, right? You may be gifted with wisdom, and have a lot of knowledge, even about God and the Bible. But where is your will? Is it submissive to the Lord and in line with His word? Or is it like Solomon's, disobedient to the clear teaching of Scripture? Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first section of 1 Kings chapter 11. Doctrinal point number one, disobedience to the Lord results in departure from the Lord. Disobedience to the Lord results in departure from the Lord. Verses 3 and 4 once again. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. And verse 6, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. Now David wasn't perfect, and David had been guilty of some serious sins, but David never departed from the Lord. David never turned away from the Lord. Solomon not only allowed his foreign wives to bring in their foreign gods, but he actually built high places for these gods and even began to follow after these pagan religions. These foreign religions involved all kinds of immoral and idolatrous practices, including child sacrifice to the god Molech. Verse 7, then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. No wonder we read in verse 6, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. How could Solomon commit such sin? After all the Lord had done for him, and after all the Lord had given him, the Lord had even appeared personally to Solomon twice, we read in verse 9. Think of the Proverbs that Solomon himself had written about following the Lord. This is the king that wrote in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. How could Solomon, of all people, turn away from the Lord? Answer, disobedience to the Lord results in departure from the Lord. Listen, it didn't happen overnight. It was little by little. Notice verse 4. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. Illustration. You know, I know of a former promising student of mine who disobeyed the Lord in this same area. He married an unbeliever. She was a nice young woman, but her gods and her goals were of this world. Little by little, she turned his heart away from the Lord. There was a time when this young man was on fire for the Lord. But disobedience to the Lord results in departure from the Lord. And it's not only in the area of marriage. Think of the many sad cases of folks that have stayed away from the church and stayed away from the fellowship of believers, for example. Where are they now? Little by little, this sin of forsaking the gathering together with the Lord's people, as Hebrews 10:25 exhorts, has led to their departure from the Lord. Disobedience to the Lord results in departure from the Lord. Doctrinal point number two. Disobedience to the Lord results in discipline from the Lord. Disobedience to the Lord results in discipline from the Lord. Verses 9 through 13. So the Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this, and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David. I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear away the whole kingdom. I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. We read in verse 9 that the Lord was angry with Solomon for his deliberate sin, and God pronounced judgment upon Solomon and his kingdom. Solomon would suffer the consequences of his disobedience. Verse 11, once again. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. The servant here would be Jeroboam the first, who became the first king of the northern kingdom of Israel. In verse 13, the Lord said, however, I will not tear away the whole kingdom. I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Solomon's son here would be Rehoboam, who became the first king of the southern kingdom of Judah after the kingdom was divided. The southern kingdom of Judah consisted of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. So most likely the one tribe promised here to Solomon's son would be the tribe of Benjamin. This would be in addition to the tribe of Judah where Jerusalem and the king were located. Solomon's disobedience to the Lord had far-reaching effects. The resulting discipline affected the whole course of Israel's history. God must discipline his people when they sin, then and today. We read in 1 Corinthians 11 that some of the Corinthian believers were sick, and some had even died because of their disobedience. This was God's discipline of his people, as we read in verse 32 of 1 Corinthians 11. But when we are judged, we are chastened or disciplined by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So God does judge and discipline disobedient believers. Let me ask you today, are you a disobedient believer? Are you a disobedient Christian? Are there some areas of your life that you're ashamed of? Have you refused to forgive a fellow believer? Are you hiding something from those who have a right to know? Are you disobeying the Lord in some secret area? Listen, disobedience to the Lord results in discipline from the Lord. Practical application from this first section of 1 Kings 11. Remember the downfall of Solomon. Remember the downfall of Solomon. Whenever you think you're a spiritual giant, remember the downfall of Solomon. Whenever you think you're a mature Christian and immune to serious sin, remember the downfall of Solomon. If Solomon could fall, so can we fall. Think of the spiritual heights from which Solomon fell. Solomon wrote the books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. He wrote Psalm 72 and Psalm 127. Read those Psalms and note Solomon's reverence and love for the Lord. God had granted Solomon wisdom and wealth, and the Lord had personally appeared to Solomon twice. King Solomon walked with the Lord and had everything going for him. And yet Solomon turned his heart away from God. Solomon turned his heart away from the Lord. Little by little, his disobedience in the area of his passions caused him to turn away from the Lord more and more. It could happen to any believer. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. Remember the downfall of Solomon.